There was a bang and shouts from below, louder than ever. It sounded as though people were fighting on the actual spiral staircase that led to where Dumbledore, Malfoy and Harry stood, and Harry's heart thundered unheard in his invisible chest. Someone was dead. Malfoy had stepped over the body. But who was it?
"There is little time, one way or another," said Dumbledore. "So let us discuss your options, Draco."
"My options?" said Malfoy loudly. "I'm standing here with a wand. I'm about to kill you."
"My dear boy, let us have no more pretense about that. If you were going to kill me, you would have done it when you first disarmed me. You would not have stopped for this pleasant chat about ways and means."
"I haven't got any options," said Malfoy, and he was suddenly white as Dumbledore. "I've got to do it. He'll kill me. He'll kill my whole family."
"I appreciate the difficulty of your position," said Dumbledore. "Why else do you think I have not confronted you before now? Because I knew that you would have been murdered if Lord Voldemort realized that I suspected you."
Malfoy winced at the sound of the name.
"I did not dare speak to you of the mission with which I knew you had been entrusted, in case he used legitimacy against you," continued Dumbledore. "But now at last we can speak plainly to each other. No harm has been done. You have hurt nobody, though you are very lucky that your unintentional victims survived. I can help you, Draco."
"No, you can't," said Malfoy, his wand hands shaking very badly indeed. "Nobody can. He told me to do it or he'll kill me. I've got no choice."
"He cannot kill you if you are already dead. Come over to the right side, Draco, and we can hide you more completely than you can possibly imagine. What is more, I can send members of the Order to your mother tonight to hide her likewise. Nobody would be surprised that you had died in your attempt to kill me. Forgive me, but Lord Voldemort probably expects it. Nor would the Death Eaters be surprised that we had captured and killed your mother. It is what they would do themselves, after all. Your father is safe at the moment in Azkaban. When the time comes, we can protect him, too. Come over to the right side, Draco. You are not a killer."
Malfoy stared at Dumbledore.
"But I got this far, didn't I?"
he said slowly.
"They thought I'd die in the attempt, but I'm here, and you're in my power. I'm the one with the wand. You're at my mercy." "No, Draco," said Dumbledore quietly. "It is my mercy, and not yours, that matters now."
Malfoy did not speak. His mouth was open, his wand hands still trembling. Harry thought he saw it drop by a fraction. But suddenly footsteps were thundering up the stairs, and a second later Malfoy was buffeted out of the way as four people in black robes burst through the door onto the ramparts. Still paralyzed, his eyes staring unblinkingly, Harry gazed in terror upon four strangers. It seemed the Death Eaters had won the fight below. A lumpy-looking man with an odd lopsided leer gave a wheezy giggle.
"Dumbledore cornered," he said,
and he turned to a stocky little woman who looked as though she could be his sister and who was grinning eagerly.
"Dumbledore wanderers, Dumbledore alone. Well done, Draco, well done."